Hey, welcome back. Welcome to a brand new episode of Expressions from Lessons. This is your host, Kelsey J, always bringing you nothing but the truth from our very own life and experiences. I want to thank everybody that attended the City Hall protests that I held Saturday in Hattiesburg. It was a very great and huge turnout. I want to encourage every young person, especially young people, to keep pushing this Black Lives Matter movement. We are getting things done, and that is what I like to see. Somebody spoke at the protest Saturday and was commenting on the Hal Marks mayor in Peddle and how he was once, guys, listen to this, and I am not joking, he was once a history teacher. And if you do not know who Hal Marks is, he is the mayor of Peddle, and he made a racist statement, a very out of place statement on Facebook, and they are protesting to get him out of office, and I do not blame him. If you guys will ask me, it is very scary to know that you have people like that currently in the school system, and I'm so happy to see so many young people getting into politics and becoming activists, because I hope that one of the main things that comes out of these marches, that comes out of these protests, is that we have more enlightened young leaders going into politics, going into the school system to teach positive things. So I really hope that the momentum that this Black Lives Movement matter is making, I hope that it does not stop here. I hope that it keeps on going. I know a lot of you guys are still waiting for me to conduct interviews. Please be aware that I want any and everything that I choose to do to be of the utmost quality. So I am still getting people together, still listening to their stories, going out, meeting business owners. Right now, I am currently working on a book, and one of the main reasons why I'm so happy to see all of these marches and protests, it's because, guys, in 2020, we are still making history. 2020 is actually going to go down in the books, and I hope to have this book out by the end of this year, documenting a lot of things that's going on in our country. I'm just so very proud, so very inspired at all the things that are going on, and that most of these protests and marches are peaceful, even though we do have riots still going on. We still have violent activities still going on. And let me further assure you that I do not believe in that, but I do understand where people are coming from. So once again, I challenge you guys to come up with a more peaceful, more productive way of getting heard. We can march all day, we can protest all day, but we need to push the pressure on these state senators, these mayors, these governors, because that is where these reforms and these laws are going to be made. That is where we need to start. I was also listening to some people talk at the protest Saturday, and even hearing people talk during the march that I held on Hardy Street. And one of the main things that came up is white privilege. White privilege still exists. We know this. So I challenge every white person that is down for this Black Lives Movement matter to, I challenge you to use your white privilege, because that is something that us Black people, we do not have. That is power that we do not have. So you use that power to invoke, to help invoke change. Honestly, you can use it for everything else. You can use it towards helping us get heard, helping us push forward in this movement. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I did want to further elaborate on the interviews that I will be holding. Each interview will be posted every Wednesday in the upcoming weeks, including this week. So that is something that you guys, I hope that you guys look forward to. I'm hoping to hear from cops, political figures, business owners, and you out there in the street. I really want to clarify how much weight that you guys' voices have. I don't care if your platform has 2 listeners. I don't care if your platform has 100 listeners. Your voice counts. So I encourage you to get out there and to be heard. I've also been scrolling on Facebook and I see some people saying that George Floyd should not be held as a saint. Nobody said that George Floyd is a saint, but I'm just happy to announce that he is a martyr and he's an example. And I hate that it had to turn out that way, but it's not about him being a saint. It's not about him being an idol. It's about what happened to him is happening, has happened and is happening currently around the world. Police officers like that should not be on the force, and police should be held accountable, especially white cops should be held accountable for their actions. The cop that killed George Floyd, if I'm not mistaken, he had 18 complaints. That is simply ridiculous. You also have the thin line between black and white. You can have a black guy going stealing a candy bar, and you can have a white guy going to the same store, steal the same candy bar, and I guarantee you that white guy is gonna get off on a lighter sentence than that black guy. And that is where we are trying to draw the line. That is what we are trying to change. And guys, I'm happy to announce that I'm seeing so much progress. We are not too far from having that change made. So I challenge you guys to get out there and to stand on what you believe in and to keep pushing this Black Lives Matter, because we are making progress. I will be back this coming Wednesday with a few interviews, and I'm very interested in hearing what you guys have to say and those who are working in our world today. So keep in mind everything that I say, keep in mind everything that is going on, and I encourage you guys to keep pushing and to be safe. This is your host, Kelsey J. Thank you for listening.